think Commodore's a good golfer, too. I heard that.
Does he play?
Vicious rumor. Well, I don't know if he's as good as O, but he's...
We've never had him on the show before. He's a longtime NHLer, one of the great follows on Twitter. He's got a couple of shirts out. He sent us a bunch of shirts, too, which was awesome.
Yes.
And he's an insider, man. If you follow him on Twitter, this guy's breaking deals.
An insider with four R's.
That's the best part of it. Here's a cup winner, former NHLer, former teammate of yours, Noodles.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show, even though he's never been on before. Here's Mike Commodore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Finally, I'm happy to be on. Took long enough.
Yeah, I don't know what the holdup was.
Well, there was some. We had to figure out the no swearing, commie. You can't swear on the show.
Oh, yeah. No, I got it under control, guys. Don't worry.
It was like a three-way deal. It was kind of like the Carlson deal that's being worked right now. We had to maneuver some legal stuff to get you on the show, but it's all good.
Well, I appreciate the effort you guys are putting in. Thank you.
Do you think Erik Karlsson should pack his you-know-what, or what are your thoughts on that?
I think Erik Karlsson should definitely pack his gear, no question about it. I'm not sure where he's going to go. I mean, that's a pretty big salary, but I think it's probably in everybody's best interest for him to hit the road with his suitcase.
Yeah, man, I'm on board with that. I just want something crazy to happen. That's
you guys look at it differently as players,
right?
But if you're a Leafs fan, do you want him in Tampa?
No, that's terrifying.
That's the terrifying thing, because, I mean, he's going to be, wherever he goes, if he goes, he's going to be rejuvenated and on fire.
That's what we're expecting. I mean,
for what it's worth, fellas, my sources are telling me Tampa. And that's for real, too. I'm not making this up. It's for real. And I got a solid source on this one. I was waiting till tomorrow to fire it out on Twitter.
Well, there you go.
It's going to be all over TSN.ca now, man. So gear up. Your phone will be blown up.
The secret's out. Oh, yeah.
There's no holding back now. You know, I'm always intrigued to talk to NHL players. Like, you guys, you've talked about your days with the trade deadline, but how do you feel about it in general? I mean, is it good times, bad times, nightmares, PTSD? Like, what's the deal in terms of the way you look back on your own experience with the trade deadline?
I mean, for me, I think I ended up getting traded pretty much or moved kind of in every way possible and kind of every time of year. Like, my first time I found out at a bar in the summer. New Jersey didn't even call me. In their defense, the phone reception wasn't great. But, yeah, some guy came up to me at the bar in the middle of nowhere, Minnesota, and said, hey, congrats. I was like, on what? He's like, oh, you just got traded. I'm like, to where? He's like, Anaheim. And I'm like, so I went and watched the TV and found it there. And I would say, like, overall, I mean, it depends on everybody's individual situation. There were times when I was, excited to get traded. I mean, when I got traded out of Detroit, that was a good thing for me because I obviously wasn't playing there. And I mean, it didn't really work out that great anyways, but at least it was an opportunity somewhere else. If things aren't going well, I mean, either personally or, I guess, team-wise, it's definitely, I think it's exciting. I mean, especially if you end up going somewhere where the team's rolling. And I definitely think it definitely can be exciting. And I don't have a family. I don't have any kids or anything like that. That part of it, for guys that have to go through that, that would be, I would imagine, very stressful. If you've been somewhere for a while, or you kind of got to uproot everybody and move them, or maybe you don't move them right away, but you know you're not coming back, so that would be a pain for sure.
How close do you track the league right now? I mean, I know you've retired recently, and you're trying to work your way back kind of into society. Is it something that you track daily, or are you kind of you're in and out of the league and stay in touch with the guys that you played with?
Yeah, I would say I've been out now. This is my fourth year. I would say the first 2 years I wanted nothing to do with it. I mean, I would like keep track. I would literally check the odd box score just for guys that I know, but I didn't watch any of it. To be honest, I probably kind of avoided it. Last year I started getting into it a little bit more, and then this year I've tried to be on top of it. I'm like read more, and I mean I've always tried to keep in touch with. I mean, I played with a million guys because I got traded all the time, so I can't keep in touch with all of them. But I try and keep in touch with a good portion of them, and it's starting to be fun again for me.
With Mike Commodore,
you've got a T-shirt out that says #InOne. Who are some of your favorite teammates from the past that you enjoyed getting in one with?
Oh, God.
You have to describe what #InOne means first.
Okay. So, like, in a nutshell, it kind of came. I did this podcast, Spittin' Chicklets, and I told this story about I played my last year in Russia. Long story short, at dinner at this five-star restaurant in Vladivostok, Russia, went there for dinner with a couple of Russians, ended up not eating too much and crushing a bunch of beers, having a good time with them. And I said I was in one, and I got jumped by a couple of Russians in the restaurant and ended up in, like, a full-blown brawl. Like, as far as I was concerned, I was fighting for my life. I mean, I didn't speak the language. There was cutlery flying everywhere. I was throwing chairs. I mean, it was on. And I said I was in one. And so I said this on the podcast, and, like, people kind of, they thought it was funny. They enjoyed it. They were tweeting about it a little bit. And then Sauce Hockey in Scottsdale here messaged me and asked if I wanted to make a T-shirt. So I said, yeah, sure, why not? It kind of went from there. As far as guys that I really enjoyed, I mean, the team that Jamie and I were on together there, I mean, basically three-quarters of that team I enjoyed getting in one with. Rhett always comes to mind. He was always very fun.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
you guys were a bunch of piss tanks.
We were a team that certainly enjoyed ourselves. But
I can remember I had buddies... You're talking about Calgary, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can remember in Carolina, we're just getting random texts saying, you guys should have a good chance to win tonight because half of that team you're playing tonight was pissed drunk at the bar till 2 in the morning.
The Calgary Flames were a big fan of the old Cowboys. I will say that.
Yeah,
but it worked for us.
It's black armbands when they burned that thing to the ground. I mean, that was... I think it burned a lot of stories, too. I was fine with it.
That's a good thing, yeah. The spirits disappear.
Yeah. It's a different game, though, in today's world, Mike. And you know guys that still play in the game. Some of them are old school guys. Some of them have had to conform to the new school. You know, talk about the difference between even 5 years ago to what the guys are telling you in today's world.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm keeping in touch with some guys. Like, for instance, one of the guys on one of the teams, like, keeping pretty good touch with, and he was like, you know, he messages me once in a while, and one thing from this year was, you know, like, every year the team has a Halloween party, right? And it's a team party, like, you know, all the guys and wives and girlfriends, and everybody gets together somewhere, and you have a good time together, and, you know, make a night of it. And one example was, you know, he messaged me, he's like, it's 10 o'clock at night, and everybody's gone. It was like him and like two or three guys kind of hanging out, and all the young guys came in for like an hour or two and then took off. And I was like, well, you know, they're young, maybe they're single. I'm like, maybe they went somewhere else for a little bit. He's like, no, everybody went home. So that's obviously very different. I think what was the guy from Winnipeg there, Line A?
Yeah, Patrick.
Wasn't his
Line.
Quote, like, doesn't he spend all of his time on the road playing video games?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Call
That's
of Duty or something, isn't it? There's a game out
it's
there.
Fortnite.
Fortnite is the big one now, and I've
What's
never
it
played it. Fortnite. I don't even know what I have no idea how it works, what it's all about, but the Leafs talk about it all the time. Like, it's like a big story here when they talk about Matthews and how good he is at Fortnite. I'm like, this is Matthews in Toronto. Think about the work
like,
this guy
could
this put
guy
in.
Doing?
No kidding.
Yeah. I mean, like, I couldn't imagine being, like... at home, especially if you're Austin Matthews. I mean, I would be soaking it up. Although I'm sure he gets hassled there, but I mean, you got to find some way to soak it up a little bit. But yeah, like going on the road, I mean, that's, you guys know, I mean, that's a time to kind of hang out with the guys. You get away from your families and stuff like that. And I don't know, it wasn't the time to, I mean, I guess what, you travel with your Xbox and plug it into the TV. I mean, I guess.
Yes.
I don't know, man.
Near the end,
I was more into soaking it up. I like that term. I like that term, Commie.
You better
soaking it up.
You better trademark that one too. Hashtag soaking it up.
Soak it up.
Yeah, man, get on Shark Tank with that. They'll pay a lot of money to get involved in hashtag soak it up. Yeah, it's true, man. It's, I mean, McDavid and Edmonton, Matthews here. It's
yeah, but Mike, we all liked having a good time, but can you imagine going out with social media? It's like you can't like drink a beer and somebody takes a picture saying this guy's a drunk or whatever. You can't go anywhere. People are nuts.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point too. I mean, you could get away with it now with social media, explosion of social media and Twitter. And I mean, the camera phones have been around for a little while, but they weren't ever really used like that, at least at the beginning. So yeah, I can see it. Like, I know, like, Johnny Gaudreau got in trouble for that a little bit, like in Calgary, and I've seen him out just a couple of, I'm not talking about like smashing beers and everything. I'm just talking about out for dinner or whatever after, and people want to come up and take pictures with him. And he's like, hey, look, like, you know, I can't. Like, if you post this somewhere, it's going to give off the wrong impression, then I'm going to hear about it. You know, I definitely don't need it. So, yeah, I see that side of it too, which is kind of sad. And I guess you start throwing house parties. I don't know.
Yeah, I think a lot of those guys have to be. Well, they have to be very private, or they have to be in a circle of trust with friends. That's really what it is. And I think that's why a lot of these young guys almost say, to hell with it. I'm going to stay in. I'm going to play my games. I'm going to be, you kind of have to lock it down during the season, or at least pick your spots, maybe where maybe it's on the road in a place like Arizona, or in a place that you can go and hide a little bit. That's where you get out. I mean, Mike, I know you're a little bit looser on Twitter and stuff, but what is your social media policy? Do you track it a ton, or you just have fun with it? Like, where are you at? Do you take it that seriously?
For me, I just, if I don't think it's like funny or somewhat informative, then I kind of try not to tweet it. I mean, I would say 95% of what I fire out there, I'm just trying to have some fun and have a good time with it. But this has all basically happened once I was retired too, right? I mean, I can't say. Twitter kind of blew up. I think I started an account in 2010, and I was still playing. I was right before I got kicked out of Columbus. But yeah, I can't say when I was playing too. I mean, I didn't tweet a whole lot. I was new to it also. But you definitely have to watch what you say. Things can get, I've learned over the last few years that you say something that you might, there's a few things that you need to avoid at all costs on Twitter, because there's no winning, you know, politics, any kind of religion, anything like that. Even if you think it's funny, it can spiral out of control. I've sent a few tweets where I'm like, oh my God, that is not what I intended, and I'm getting roasted right now. So it's a learning experience for sure.
Well, thanks for doing this, Commie. Before we let you go, is there one more player in the National Hockey League that you would like to inform to pack their stuff?
Let's see here. Pack your stuff. I've got a little list here going. if there's one more player, I mean, there's the big one. I mean, Rick Nash, pack your stuff. I got it down to three teams. I think I know where I'm going with it, but I'm not for sure yet.
All right, but we'll Rick Nash.
What about Evander Kane? Does anybody want him?
I don't think so. You would think they would have pounced on him by now, wouldn't they?
I think he's gone. I St. Louis has to be in on one of these guys, to me. Whether it's Kane, Nash, you know, Hoffman, Pacioretty.
Not to be too long. What about the Leafs? What are they doing? I'm not going to fly off the handle. I like Toronto.
Yeah, it's a good question, man. I think it was maybe Ryan McDonagh. Maybe Ryan McDonagh. That's the guy
you'd
people
have to give
are
up the house for him, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you probably would, and that's the concern. But Boston might get in, Tampa might get in. It's a bit of an arms race in the Atlantic Division right now.
Yeah. All right.
We'll track what enough. You got, man. We'll see where you bring it on
Twitter
this weekend.
Yeah, I'll make sure you guys know. I'll be bringing it tomorrow and the next day.
All right, buddy. We're looking forward to it. Thank you for doing this.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys.
There's Mike Commodore, one of the great follows on Twitter.
Just soaking it up.
I'd be soaking it up. And we all know what that... Imagine being Matthews in Toronto. Like, it can go both ways.
Yeah.
You'd be constantly the center of attention. There would be people constantly trying to get your attention and maybe take advantage of you.
Yeah.
But he'd also have access...
to anything.
To everything and anything.
Mm-hmm.
And this city's a pretty good city to have
Absolutely.
Access.
Absolutely. It's a great city to go out in. But, again, he has to be careful, like Austin does, and... But there should be times where he could go out and soak it up.
Just give him a free night. Give him a free night. Nobody bothers him. Everyone packs their phone. Yeah, no one brings it out. You do whatever you want. Old school, like Boreal Salming type old school night out.
Dougie Gilmore pea soup.
Dougie Gilmore before his six assists.